Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela.
And the co-host, hello. I am Desi.
What's up?
And your boy, City J, and, you know, working up back background, and brother, my dad, man, at the same time.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Great, I can't complain.
I'm doing fantastically well, my ass.
So you say that you always got that extra.
Yeah, I just can't do. I've always been guilty of that. I just don't do things normal. I'm weird like that. I love it.
So
how was y'all weekend, man?
Weekend. What did I do? My weekend was actually kind of busy, but it was good, though. Very busy, but very good at the same time. My party in San Antonio was mad fun. Y'all missed it. The next one, you guys are going to really have to come out. Shout out to Armadale Vodka, Dream Girls, who participated in the Dream Girls of the NFL calendar. We do have another project coming up with 2015, so just stay tuned for that. And shout out to everybody in San Antonio who came out, DJ Jam X, Elevated Magazine, and all those people.
All right, Desi, how was your weekend?
You know what, all I do is work and be a mom and go to school and do school stuff, so yeah. But it was good, though. It was good.
It was grinding.
Because I'm out here grinding.
Oh, man. Me, let's see. I helped my brother-in-law help him celebrate some of his last days. You know, I have him do a little bachelor celebration. It wasn't typical crazy where everybody always does. We did something a little different, and it was hilarious. I think it would be like if it was a movie, people would laugh because it was just some funny crap that happened. So, big ups to that. Super Bowl. Shout out to the Super Bowl being so lame because of the score. Wow. And then also. Yeah, man, it was just a pretty, and then also the new issue of Human Canvas came out on this weekend, so I was excited about that, and mm-hmm. I love it. You know, y'all got to check out Model Angela's article because you know she writes to me as well, and what I like about it, I told the story a lot to people about you. You know, I'm like that embarrassing uncle that talk about things and stuff like, yeah, let me tell you about my niece. That's how I was feeling. I was telling him about how the story about how Angela, this is what Angela does, y'all. Angela, every time. I see this woman, I think she does, sometimes she doesn't give herself enough credit of how much talent she really has. And she's like, I don't know, let's see, let me know what they did. It's like, it gets to a point where I don't have to ask. She didn't even have to ask me anymore because, and I don't just say it, but she rises to the occasion every time when she writes herself, and definitely no different this time. I like what I like about this issue and the past couple of issues you wrote in is now you do stuff for the guys too. So now, you know, we get to see both sides, and I think it's bringing out a side of you that, heck, you know, we can see a feature in image consulting for you. I can see you, you know, running around and helping people come on their wardrobe for a certain event or whatnot.
Oh, thanks, Sydney. I feel all special and sweet.
It's crazy, man.
Make sure y'all copy the Human Canvas. If you haven't ordered your copy, order your copy today.
Yes, so she gets our story for those who are wondering. It's called Sport of Fashion. Because it's a love and basketball issue. So everything is love. It is Valentine's Day and NBA All-Star Weekend inspired. So you get to see that a lot, man. And she did a great job, y'all. Check her out. I'm so proud. Oh. I'm going to cry. And Riri, you're dealing with us too. There goes Riri. Ask Riri what she did. So, Riri, what's up? What's up?
What up? What up?
What up?
Hey,
you did this weekend?
I was going to say, what the hell happened? Y'all know my memory
bad. I went to sleep since then. I forgot what I did.
Who you tell? It's been too many days since then. I went to my stepbrother's house and spent some time over there with them. Pretty much just shopping, that's it.
Shopping? Did you get me something, man, while you shopping?
I got a whole husband and a whole baby.
Okay, I guess.
Who's going to tell us what today's show topic is?
Drum roll. That's my fake drum roll.
Drum roll, please.
Today's topic is... I'm so darn goofy. Should you give your all sexually before the ring? And this goes for both men and women. Either way, because, yes. They specialize that on the show. They're not just biased. They speak for men and women on the show. Big ups to them. So, yeah. That's
this topic messy.
Ain't it? Somebody answered that, too. T. Marie answered the question today yesterday, too. And she heard the topic. She's like, oh, y'all get juicy. Like, yes. This is the home of juicy. Y'all, every week, man, this is the home.
Right. And we will start discussing this week's topic after our music break. Now, celebrity news and gossip. It's always something to get their life together. Especially for Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
I mean, because the stuff he's getting in trouble for right now is like stuff that every teenager is doing. They just don't get in trouble for it just because, you know, they ain't got a paparazzi following them around every damn where they go.
Yeah, like,
believe it or
like,
not, 90% of these kids in school is smoking weed, sipping syrup, slapping the shit out of people, egging people houses. They doing this.
But see, they're making it sound like this dude on pain, heroin, and all that. He is doing a normal damn drug, marijuana. That's okay. Calm down. He's not going to commit suicide off of it. He ain't going to overdose.
this is what's making it very mean. Everybody wants to keep saying, and this is what pisses me off, because I'm so freaking tired of it. He's acting black. You know, that's why everybody makes such a big deal of it. Oh, dude, he's just black. It's white he was saying, it's black people saying it, and it's stupid. And so that's why it's such a big deal he made out of it. It's not just the fact he's acting like a teenager. It's that he acts like a teenager, and he's acting black. That's what the
whole... How do you act like a black teenager? How does a black teenager act? what the
exactly. Somebody see me. When you come explain, when you sit down and you draw a picture and explain all that to me, come back and let me know, because I'm still trying to figure out where they get this stuff from. Because he goes to strip club. Oh, because he smoking weed. Oh, you know that's what they think. That's the paint, the picture that they're painting is saying that he's acting black. So that's why it's such
that's
a
ignorant.
Big media coverage about it.
That's
especially because it's always with the flip side. You know, think about when Justin Bieber first came out, baby. That guy, until you see him, you know, just whatever. So
now
he's
talking about
the
hoes.
Huh?
Hey, girl, that's on y'all, boy.
Y'all live Bow Wow takes a little out his name. He got to grow up, man.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. That's funny, though. It's really not that serious, like, at all. But did y'all see the Love and Hip Hop reunion yesterday? That damn Peter Doug is something serious, ain't he? Between Peter Doug and that damn Rich Dollaz, they need some real life help.
But you know what? How you see how they were saying that Mahak was kind of telling her, you know, what you did to get him is what's going, what is going to take, whatever about him being taken, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
You getting mad at this one chick because she did the same thing you did. At the same time, I do understand Tara, because if you listen to the shit, the answers that he tell, both they dumb answers, it's like, duh, you should know he's lying. Like, come
yeah.
on. You,
and that's what he was like, you thought I wasn't cheating. I didn't come home at night. I didn't come home two nights.
Yeah, so it's like, come on now, he's saying come on two nights in a row, come on now. But at the same time, I understand Tara been with him 13 years, so she's looking at it like, okay, he is cheap, but he's still my man. Whereas that a butterfly girl is kind of like, bitch, you're stupid, he wasn't even your man, you, this is somebody else's man, you still playing sideline and you're married. So it makes her look dumber because you're married to him and you're still the sideline, whereas this is the baby mama and she's got more position than you.
Yeah.
But couldn't be me, because if I was Tara or Amina, I'd cut your dick off.
Oh, my. It happened.
That shit's stupid.
That's all I can say. It did happen. Yeah, that's all I got. I ain't going to even lie. Because that show was real. It was real ignorant last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it was a great idea to get Monique to host it. Because it's like the thing she says in between makes it more interesting, because she really messed you on the cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she was talking between Joe and Tahiri, she was being real life messy.
But she's not
messy. And
when
she
like...
was asking Rich about if he loved Erica or her girlfriend, she was like, hello,
mm-hmm.
I'm here. And everybody was like, you're not here. You're really not.
See, and it's like, she's not messy like, oh, y'all should fight because it is. She's messy like, well, really, the fact is, here it is. You know, like, she's just telling her what it is. Like, no, boo, you're done. You know, she's being very real, put it like that.
Mm.
Just telling her like it is. That's how Mama Joyce was yesterday in the show. Because, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that there's some people in these reality shows, they are real. And what you see on TV is what you get in real life, because Mama Joyce from Real Housewives of Atlanta, she was on my show yesterday. And when I tell you, man, it was crazy. Like, I just don't see that what people say about her. They can say what they want to say, but that woman is being real. And she this is what she said. This is what I loved about it. She said, I say a lot of stuff that I mean, and I say it, and I'm not going to take it back. Because at the end of the day, money's not going to change. You know, I don't care how much money is thrown my direction. It's not going to change who I am. And I can't change how I feel about something just because somebody tries to throw some type of money at me. So I love that about her. It's like she just, you know, on the show, people are making a big deal. But Mama Joyce is just being real with you. And she's just saying what you would. What a lot of the southern grandmoms and southern moms are doing, they'll say something and they won't. And it's not necessarily that they try to be mean per se. they just say the stuff and it just come off a certain way. So, hell, it is what it is.
Pretty much.
But that being said, it's about that time for a music break. So, first track of the day is going to come from let's go with King Bishop. You know, King Bishop, and this is Bang Bang.
Yes, I'm the motherfucking one.
Bang, bang.
Play right, nigga, I'ma play you fucking wrong.
Bang, bang.
Shot to your dumb body, fucking numb.
Bang, bang.
Your bitch on my lap, I ain't throwing one.
Bang, bang.
I did what I did, and I'm fucking gun.
Bang, bang.
You can front all you want when I'm putting a gun. My team go bang, bang. All you on like a tank gang. And the sex bit the gang, man. I stay in my lane, damn. Around here, we run things. Anything that you want, man. Wait, no, consign, man. I'm talking about that house of things.
King, King, Bishop, yes, I'm the motherfucking one. One,
play right, nigga, I'ma play you fucking wrong.
These hoes, they love me, love me. These hoes, they love me, love me. These hoes, they love me. But these niggas be muggy. These hoes, they love me, love me. These hoes, they love me. These hoes, they love me. But this niggas be muggy. These hoes tryna take my cash. These hoes tryna dip my sass. These niggas tryna take my cash. My gon' go rap that bang. These hoes tryna take my cash. These hoes tryna dip my sass. These niggas tryna take my cash. My gon' go rap that bang.
Yes, I'm back on that same flow, goddamn.
Bang, bang.
Nigga hatin' on me, he gon' hit the ground.
Bang, bang.
Am I my brother, skipper, motherfucker? Yes, I am.
Bang, bang.
Guns on my lap, nigga, that's that fool.
Bang. Bang, bang.
Letting off all the shots, you can hear the sound.
Bang, bang.
I'm that motherfucker, and you know me now.
Bang, bang.
I mean, the trap is getting hot, man, I'm blowing loud.
Bang, bang.
I mean, this track is burning hot, this beat is burning now.
Bang, bang.
Hold up, wait a minute. It's my time, don't fold up. So what? I'm fucking bitches. I ain't trying to get cold up. Get the fuck out my business. Tell them go get the nose up. I'm trying to handle my business. Paparazzi taking pictures.
These hoes, they love me, love me. These hoes, they love me, love me. These hoes, they love me. But these niggas be muggy. These hoes, they love me, love me. These hoes, they love me. These hoes, they love me. But these niggas be muggy. These hoes tryna take my cash. These hoes tryna dip my sass. These niggas tryna take my cash. My gon' go rap that bang. These hoes tryna take my cash. These hoes tryna dip my sass. These niggas tryna take my cash. My gon' go rap that bang.
Welcome back to Glitz and Glamour. That was a boy, King Bishop with Bang Bang.
I was about to say that. We played two songs in that thing. I was all off.
So, yeah, so, yeah, so we're back. So, Angela.
What you calling me for? What's funny? Who laughing?
She's so stupid.
I'm for real. I am lost in shit right now. What's going on?
Y'all just got quiet on me. I was like, what just happened? I ain't listening. I was like. But, okay, so again, remind everybody today's topic. And shout out to BX, VIX, VX25, VIX Magazine. In the chat room, what's up? Today's topic is, should you give your all sexually before the ring? All right, so, that being said, which one of y'all came up with this topic? I'm going to take a guess, Desi.
Yep, that was her. Freak of nature.
How y'all know it was just me? It could have been anybody.
I know. I see that. I've learned y'all. See, not to say I know y'all 100%, but I've learned. I know who comes up with topics on certain topics. I know who comes up with certain topics. I just know. So yes. And BSM Morado, all says what's up to y'all. He says just told me what's up to the crew.
Hi. Cause loving the crew. Oh, that shit was my fucking song. I wish I had.
Oh Lord, y'all too much. Y'all too much. But so I guess you know since Desi is the first one, is the one who came with the topic. We're going to throw the ball to her first. So, Desi, first off, what inspired this topic for this week?
Y'all make me sick. How y'all just going to say it was me? That's funny, but,
I'm not playing. I'm just saying I know it's a great topic. I just know when y'all took the topic. He not denying it, so I was like, I was more so throwing darts at the wall. I was throwing darts at the wall and say I might be right. Let's see if I'm right. So that being said, what inspired this week's topic, Gary?
I can't remember what I was doing or what I was thinking about at that moment when I came up with it, but the thing about me, I'm always, like, thinking, and I'm always, like, trying to see how can I come up with an answer that I'm kind of unclear on or uncertain about. And I just want to know the insight on what other people think. I want to know how they think of certain things. So it's just random. It's just a random thought. I wasn't watching nothing. I wasn't talking to anybody. It was just like, I would like to know, you know, should a woman / man give their all sexually before marriage? And it was
well,
it. And I shot it to Angela and Ree, and they was like, cool, let's do it. And here we are. So, callers, listeners, co-hosts, I would like to know your answer to the question.
So what's your answer? How do you weigh in on that? What's your answer to it?
Me, you want to? Okay, I really don't want to go first, but okay.
You say you for laughing, it's fine. That is totally fine.
I would really, if we can, like, get another song real quick, because this is kind of, I really want, like, a first-rate answer. So let's do, like, another song real quick. Why y'all marinate on it? Because it's like really for real. Let's just like not try to be young minded in the situation. Just let's like for real, like just take a minute and just like think about it. Can we do another song, Sadie? I'm sorry. I just, you know, can we just do like a real quick song, like, you know, maybe a minute or two, you know?
All right. So we go to for boy King Piss. No, we'll go King Piss. No. I'm looking to a boy, Microwaves, and this is just track Love Affair, and then we'll be back.
Great.
See, I'm chilling at the mall trying to burn a little time. Walk around and see a lady that just blew my mind. 5'5", nice caramel complexion, long hair, model walk, looking something like perfection. Usually I'm not the type to just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust a move. Yeah. like I'm receiver. Intentions to beg is diva. Oh man, she's staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How was you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer to say, give me a call. Pick a brain with every one of my statements. Like, where you working at, your hobby, staying here a while? Oh, you study that, you like, what teams, blah, they blah. But it wasn't awkward cause we shared some laughing grins. And next week we plan to do the same thing again.
Escape right there on that, on the beat. Shout out to the old school 90s music right there. I love.
That's that boy straight out of North, in North Kakalaki, North Carolina, for those of y'all that don't speak Sadie J language.
Oh, nobody speak that shit but you, Sadie J.
They call it, don't, first of all, a lot of people call it North Kakalaki, so don't be trying to play me. All right. Second off, don't be trying to play me. Third off, don't be trying to play me. All right.
Okay.
I think all three. I think all three of my personalities have to say what they want to say. There we go.
That's funny.
Okay. So
hey, this is completely off topic, but don't y'all hate when people be like posting stuff for attention, like they want everybody to know that they single and need a man. Like, get the fuck rich. Get the fuck. Anyway, go ahead with what y'all was saying.
Or them people that as soon as they get something, they gotta take a picture of and put on Instagram like they ain't never had that before. Okay.
Hell yeah, if I fuck around and get a Valentine's Day gift this year, it's on, okay? I'm taking 1,000 pictures. I ain't never had no Valentine's. People ain't fucking with me anyway.
You're just doing, you're doing the most.
I'm good.
We're going to let you slide when you do it, but everybody else, don't do it.
Okay, so y'all had time to think. So, answers, please. Ladies first. I know Debbie says you wouldn't go last, so this tape
we don't have
no
callers
to turn
in on this conversation.
No, there's no callers right now.
I'll answer the question. Do I feel you should give your all before marriage? And it depends on what you say all, because everybody's all is different, because everybody ain't did everything, you know. So saving your all could be like saving some stuff that you've never done before to do with, you know, your actual husband or your wife. So, I mean, in that case, then I guess yes. Because if we haven't did it yet, you know, why do it now? We haven't done it already. So I guess you can say, like, what you haven't already done, but if it's just some old, nasty, disrespectful, freaky stuff that you did in the previous relationship, you might as well do it to him, too, because you already did it. Like, you can't do it working. If the last boyfriend you with, you done sucked his dick and fucked him backwards, why would you not do it with the man you with now? What's the fucking difference?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you should still do it. Like, I mean, I don't see any difference in it. You're not going to be opposed to, like, being more pure or no shit like that. I mean, y'all already fucking before marriage, clearly. So what's the difference? Like, I don't understand what you're saving. You already gave it up.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a caller, too. Hold on. Caller from the 804. You're on Glitz and Glamour. Who we got?
Hey, what's up? This is T-Still. How are you?
What's up, T? What's good?
Hey.
Quick question. Where is 804?
804 is Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Who I'm speaking to. What's up? How's everybody?
Oh, that was Houston, actually, the question.
Okay. So what was the question? Repeat the question so I can make sure. Let's see what's going on.
The question again is, should a man and woman give they're all sexually before they get the ring? So in other words, do you think a person should they give their all sexually before, you know, and we mean putting their all in before they get their ring and get married?
Well, I think so. The reason why is I'm going to try to fuck his brains out so I could get me a 5-carat, 10-carat, 20-carat diamond ring. I'm trying to get more than some hair, some red bottoms, and some outfits off of Instagram. So basically, I'm going to fuck you in the park. I'm going to suck the skin off your dick. You want to be, let's talk big money right now. We're not talking, I'm not going to have sex with him because I'm scared that I'm not going to treat him right and he's going to go with the next chick, and she's going to do the same motherfucking thing that I'm going to do. So what you're not going to do, sweetie, somebody else going to do it better. So, of course, I'm going to walk him to the ground. You hear me?
That's exactly why I hit you up, T, because I knew you were going to give it. Cut and dry.
Yeah, let me get her answer. I love it. The hell? I so love her answer. Like, we'll get it.
You have to, you know. And let's keep it real, females. We know pussy is competition. Just like modeling, just like being sexy, pussy is competition. If your pussy ain't good, niggas ain't going to want it. If you ain't pumping it right, if you ain't keeping it together, making it smell, function, work together, niggas ain't going to want you. So if he ain't going to put no ring, he's not going to do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I agree with Angela. And I agree with 804 because
thank you.
I agree because you're right. If one bitch won't do or a nigga won't do, the next person will. But I first dick I ever sucked was my husband, so I held off on that because I felt like I ain't no virgin, so I got to give him something. And also, I'm just not really willing to be putting my mouth on these niggas' dicks like that. And plus, I was a dog.
I'm dying.
I wouldn't worry about no ring at that time anyway. You know,
well,
I was.
And I used to say the same thing, and I don't want to cut you off because I think I told Sadie this before. Sadie, you can quote me on that.
Yes, you did.
I told him, I was like, I'm not sucking dick. I'm not putting my mouth down there. If you, y'all niggas is nasty, I'm not doing it. You don't appreciate it. And I'm not bragging, but my dick is too good. My head is too good to just be giving it away. So you got to earn that. You understand what I'm saying? No matter what, like, niggas now be popping up and putting my pussy out. You gotta earn that. So I kind of took a time out, and I know I'm live on the radio. I took a time out, but sweetie, the other day, oh my God, I had to. It haven't been a long time, and I did it, and it was so good. And I had, and he
Wait,
was
who
curling
talking?
To his, he was curling to his toes. I had to. You know why?
Who is this talking?
This is me. This is T. Still, I had to. I had to be there, and I had to please him because I know that's what he always wanted, and I had to show him, I'm going to give it to you when you deserve it and you're worthy enough for me to do that. You don't do that to everybody, no. Because that's
yeah.
the time
some
out,
niggas
you know what I'm saying?
The shit and walk away.
You ain't making sure. If it ain't smelling right, it ain't bending right, stuff ain't looking right, you don't put your mouth down there. You got to be careful.
Yeah. True,
oh,
true.
Lord.
And not just with, we kind of focus on sucking
Lord.
Dick. It's not just sucking dick, sucking dick. It's more so of, you know, I'm going to be real. I can lay on my back, my shit's still good. But if I put in work, it's even better. So for some days, I might be like, nigga, shit, you ain't worth all that. Let me bust mine and keep moving. So it just depends on the nigga.
Good. I be bust mine and get over with.
Oh, my God. But that shit is so true. That's why I'm laughing. Like, some people, I'm not going to do shit.
Nigga, you glad you better be lucky you're getting this. That's enough for me to do, goddamn it.
The same way, and I said it too, the same way the nigga, and say you could say this, the same way you ain't going to want to suck the dick, the nigga ain't going to want to eat your pussy. So you want to go both ways. So y'all just make sure, and I'm keeping it 100, y'all make sure y'all have that mutual agreement because I'm a nurse, and it is a lot going around. You have to be careful. You have to watch what you do. Like back in the days, they used to tell niggas, stick your finger in your poo-poo and stick it in your ear, make sure you ain't got shit before you put your mouth down there. I tell people, you know what I'm saying, you got to make sure you're careful. When you do it, you make sure you do it right and make that nigga be like, yo, oh, my God, you just killed it. You make sure, and then you feel good about it, but you just make sure you be careful with it. Or just decide we can all be freaky, but we all got to keep it safe. And that's the truth.
Girl, you need to call in all the time.
I was just about to say that. Like, yeah, you need to call in every Tuesday night. Look, we be here.
Okay.
Grandma, my
I know. I was supposed to be asleep right now because I got to get up at 5:30. But Sadie hit me. I was like, mommy, I haven't spoken to you guys in a while. And I'm always working. I was like, let me go on here. And I got me some good sex the other day. I sure did.
Oh, Lord.
You got tea.
You got tea. See, that's a naughty moment of the week. You got some of those naughty moments.
I sure did.
I'll shout it out tomorrow.
I said on Facebook, I said, I didn't know Jehovah's Witnesses could talk in tongues. What? Because he's a Jehovah's Witness. I didn't know they talk in tongues. That's how good it was, baby.
See, I am so done with her for the night. Oh, I'm done.
Oh, Lord. You too much.
I was kind of excited about that one. So I had to just call and say hi and give your mouth opinion.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Right. You were great.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, T. I always know when you come through, you always act a fool.
I know. I got to work on getting back into one of these magazines,
baby. What was that thing on your bucket list? I still remember as soon as that, you said you wanted to, she just remember said
jump
she wants to have
plane,
sex, watch bungee jumping or something like that. Like, you want bungee
you
jump?
No, I said we want to bungee jump half naked. What do you say? I'm about having sex, bungee jump. But the way how bitches is dying out of planes, I ain't doing that. I'm good. I just saw that bitch done jump out the plane at 16th birthday, and oh no. Mm-mm. Black people can't fly, change my mind. I lied.
Okay. I forgot to. All right, see you. Hold on, real quick. I forgot to make live. Be back to you. Hold up. All right. 252. I know who that is. That's my girl, Anna Danielle. What's up? What's up? What's up? Anna.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much.
Well, I know you heard our topic. I know you got you're another one of those people who are very blunt at what you say. Again, the topic is if you since you give your all sexually before you get that ring, and what's your answer to that? I know. Oh, hold on! Whoa! Throw back. What was your answer?
No. I'm going to give you my best, but you ain't going to get my all till I get my ring, period, point blank. Like, you won't get the best of whatever I decide to give you at that time, but you ain't going to get it all because I'm going to give you my all. What reason do you have to give me a ring? If you already got everything that I can give you, there's no incentive for you to give me anything else because you already know what you're going to get. No.
Give them a taste and then stop.
Exactly.
Thank you. I guess you say you go off to the old saying, they say, why buy the cow when you can get the when you ever got the milk or whatnot?
Oh, yeah, I heard of that,
I'm saying my answer for later. I'll let the callers speak first because they got stuff to say. Let them speak first. All right. So, anything else you want to add to that, or that was it?
I mean, it's like with men, to me, it seems like y'all always want everything from the jump anyway. Y'all want it all, you want nothing. So I'm going to give you a lot, but you ain't going to get it all because then I'm not going to get what I want. And if I want that ring, I'm going to get that ring and I'm going to make you wait. And I'm going to make you beg for all of me until I get my ring.
Oh, wow.
All right. Okay.
We're missing an answer, Billy. What's your answer?
But wait, she was getting ready to say something, though.
Anna, let them know where you're from, because it's all with us, because they know. This is their first time actually meeting you. This is the
a
first
lot
time.
Of all
what'd you say, Anna?
Wait, hello?
Yeah, the Southern Hospitality.
I lost her.
Oh, she must be.
Oh, there we go. Anna, let them know where you're from.
I'm from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
But wait,
I need you to clarify something for me, because they tried to roast me earlier. Don't they call North Carolina North Carolina?
No.
What? Are you going to play me? Wait, I need to clarify now. I'm even talking. Now you just trying to play me. She do it. She do it all the time, and she's trying to get me. Okay. You win.
Yeah, thanks. She's like, no.
Okay, I see you. See if I have anybody else. I saw 347. They jumped so quick. That was a New Yorker. They jumped real quick. So you call back again from New York, let me know. I'm open to line. But since I don't see you, I can't open your line. I see some other people, some other Houstonians, and I see somebody from Jersey. If you want to speak, press 1, so I know you want to speak, because I don't want to open y'all line. Y'all start cussing at me.
Stop it, opening up my line.
So, yes, you want to speak, press the 1, and I'll open your line up. All right. Okay, so.
So, Nancy, what is your answer on this topic?
Okay,
you have plenty of time now.
But can we go to a music break and then I come back and you, y'all?
What is your answer? Jeez. done had a break. You done had plenty of break. No, it won't break for a while. What's your answer?
I'm just trying to, like, look out for the local people there. You know what I'm saying? And what they need
to do. We're gonna go to music break and then we come back. After I finish yelling, I'm gonna yell at Desi for a little bit, and then we're gonna come back. So, yeah. That being said, I'm gonna see next track is gonna be Bunch. I'm gonna do this like Wheel of Fortune. Not finding songs. I'm gonna go to Red Shades. Y'all seen a lot of Red Shades music a whole lot over here. So I'm gonna go to another one of her tracks. This one is her in featuring B Rose. Is there something? So we'll be back after this.
Red Shade, B Rose. It's something I want to tell you.
Let's go. Yeah, we've been cool for a while, hang all the time, and you make me smile. That's right, you my homie to the end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that word can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find the words to say. I'm debating if I really want to do it, don't want things to change, can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings, maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid, should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone, it wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred. Something I wanna inform you of. You have surpassed all and not just some of girls that approached but fell so epic. Try to up the game but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you I just can't neglect it, but for some reason it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I'd known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper. On it or give it a chance to waiting on you. I already got my answer, not that hard, but I don't want to force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst because I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
With that is truly no use, cause it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't got a worry about forcing me, cause you captured my heart. I already surrendered my vessel, relinquished my chamber to any and all attention that you make up. Should they had us talk, I went and got a shape up. But that's the simple issue, do when you in love. So sincere, the future's unclear, but I ain't scared to spend my life finding out with you. And as happy as you make me, I'll make you. Yeah, can you do me the honor of becoming the one I introduced to my mama? And when you speak of me, won't pause like commas. Someone you're eternally fond of.
There's something I want to tell you. Okay.
Who was that? That's old school too. Was that Sinet?
That was the artist from last week that you heard a song by her. It's like, oh, I love her music. That was Red Shades again, featuring V Rose. So, yeah, and it's, the song's called There Is Something. And actually, it's produced by another great supporter of the Dub Spot in everything we do on the show and everything. And my boy, King Roswell. So big ups to him, too, for producing the track. So, yeah, it's a lot of love. And they make great music. Cool. Yes, they do.
Okay. So, okay. So, hello, everyone. It's me. I'm getting ready to give my response to the question. Okay, the thing is, I agree with everybody's argument along the topic. Shout out to the lady from 804 area code. Shout out to the lady from North Carolina. I appreciate, love y'all for calling in. I agree, totally agree with both parties, both callers. I totally, totally agree. But my thing is, and shout out to my friend, because we had, like, a really, like, good debate, Roger. Shout out to Roger Quinton on this topic. My thing is, if it's, like, a one-night stand or, like, a fuckboy, no, I would never give my all to a fuckboy, because that's exactly what you is. You're just a fuckboy. That's it. Meaning you do other girls. So if you do other, I'm very territorial, and I'm very selfish. What is mine is mine. If you mine, I'm going to give you my all and then some. No questions asked. No limitation at all. But if you just like this fly-by guy, fuck boy, then no, I'm not going to give you my all. When we talking about relationship with a foundation that's leading to marriage, like we both have that understanding that we're going into marriage, absolutely, I'm going to give you my all. Absolutely. If I know that I'm the only one you want and need, absolutely. Why not? I feel like then it's like at the same time, how she was saying, like, if what you want to do with somebody else, well, that's why I say you got to know what you got. If you know your dude ain't going nowhere, if you know that it's just you and him, like it's just me and bae, and he ain't going nowhere and she ain't going nowhere, you don't got to worry about that because ain't nobody going to take a place. Temptation is out there, yes. At the end of the day, we still human beings, and, like, we still look, and we still be like, damn, like, she looks better than Babe, but she can never replace Babe because Babe do everything for me. Like, I'm not just talking. That's what I'm saying. Like, this topic, I'm not talking about some, like, you know, I'm not talking about, like, one-night stand and stuff like that. I'm talking about, like, some serious stuff, like when you're in a relationship. Serious relationship, I feel like you should 100% and then some. But not in a serious relationship, no. Hell no. Because he getting it from somebody else. And like the young lady say, be careful because there's a lot of stuff going around. And you can't trust these hoes and you can't trust these niggas. So that's why I say I'm playing both sides of the fence with it. But if you're mine and my only love, yeah, I give my all. Absolutely. No questions asked. But I am selfish. So one thing I would not do is bring in another party. So please don't ask me a question. And I feel like if we have that understanding where it's just you and I, then there's no such thing as bringing in another party. Even though I did say anything goes. But no, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm selfish.
So you're not going to never.
That was a catch 22.
What?
So you never accidentally have a threesome.
Fuck no. I'm selfish. The bitch is like, no, I'm selfish. I can't even see myself.
What if
I don't
like really
scared.
Fine.
No, fuck that shit. I don't give a damn if it was Miracle Watch. Shout out to Miracle Watch. Hello. I don't give a damn. No. No, I'm not giving
where,
no damn free food.
That
bitch better go on somewhere and you ass better go on somewhere too. No.
Yeah, what if you was like,
tonight,
what's
she
up? You didn't even know.
Beat the hell out of you that night. She said,
no. It's no such
ooh,
thing. When
like,
it comes
that,
to me,
don't even say I'm trying
no, when it comes to me,
good.
Like, okay, that's y'all. But when it comes to me, for one, I don't even like to, bitch, I don't even, like, when I'm in a photo shoot or something and everybody be naked, I don't be looking at some hoes like that. So it's like, we in the club, I'm drunk and shit. I'm not even, like, interested in women like that. for one. I don't want to see what you got because I've got the same thing. So, like, you can hold that. Like, no, I'm sorry, but no. My man is, that's my territory. I told you I'm very territorial. Like, I'm very selfish. What's mine is mine. So I don't want nobody up on him. What you always look for? If you want to be on her, then be with her. What the fuck? Who does that? Really? So am I the only one on the radio station that do not have never had a threesome? So everybody on the phone
I've never had one.
Okay, anyway, exclude Sadie from the situation. So everybody on the phone will have a threesome.
But I'll tell you this though, the same reason you just said it is kind of what has kind of prolonged me from not doing it, because I'm just like you. I'm like, I'm too goddamn selfish, and I want the goddamn attention to be on me. I'm the goddamn star. I want no co-star. I want to be the goddamn star. So I'm just like that. That reminder is what Aubrey tells me. No, I don't, because of what you said. It always plays in my head. I'm like, never mind.
So, Angela, yes, you would have, like, a threesome with your dude. Like, you would have a threesome with your boy. Angela, you have a threesome with your dude? Houston Ree, you have a threesome with your dude.
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. Excuse
me
because you're married. I'm sorry. That's disrespectful. But, Angela, you'll do it.
Even if I wasn't married, I don't feel that shit.
Exactly what I'm saying.
So,
Angela,
you'll
do it.
You just said that we didn't say that.
I'm not
going to
say
that right away.
I'm not
going to
say
that.
I'm not
going to
say like, if you want to have one, I'm not going to say hell no, and I'm not going to say hell yes. It's just like, if a dude that I'm fucking with want a threesome with another girl, he got to let me do another dude. I understand you ain't gay, nigga, I ain't gay neither. He won't touch you, I won't touch him. But, hey, if you can have your phone, I can have mine too.
Well, you know, I feel some kind of way about two dicks being in the same room like that.
I got, hold on, okay, got another caller. Right there, okay, Amber, 2601. All right, what's up, Amber?
Hey, it's funny. I don't know the girl name who was just talking or gave her answers, but, like, I connect with her in different things she said, whereas, like, I could see both side points of view. Like, especially with me, I used to be the big, like, I guess you would say the religious person and was trying to wait for marriage. But now, like, I'm really, like, I'm to the point, like, really, I'm living now. And I'm usually single more than I am in a relationship. So if I am with you, like, you're going to know, like, wow, you're phenomenal, like, you are it. And if I'm already in the relationship with you, then I'm already giving my all to you. And so, like, literally, I'm to the point, like, I'm going to live now. I'm just going to give, like, my all to you and the person I'm with. Like, I see that person doing the same thing. So if I was the type of person that, I was dating just to date, then no, I'm not going to be just giving myself because I feel like I'm giving myself to everybody. So, and then, two, like, since y'all talking about the threesome stuff, somebody actually asked me that, and that blew me away. I'm like, what? Like, me, I'm the type, too. I got that superstar mentality, and I can put on a show by myself. And And look, YouTube, if we need to learn something, we can go to YouTube. They got all kinds of stuff on YouTube and everything, so we'll learn from there. But I like to be the superstar and let the other person know, like, they're the only person on my mind, too, so.
I like the answer. I like it. Lit, because I can never do too. Like, I'm pretty... Like, except, like, for pretty much my adult life, I've mainly been single during my adult life. I've been in a few relationships during it, but nah, so I understand what you mean. I'm living my life, so, yes.
Yeah, and who knows if we, you know, be in a relationship and we're dating and we end up dying or something. Like, if I was to speak from the religious point, or what, say, like, I am a big Bible person, but if I was to speak from that point, yes, this is what the Bible says. But me and my mind and my feelings and just going with what, like, I feel, like, especially with the person I, like, I'm connected to now, I'm just like, yo, I'm going to just give you my all because I believe that'll be the same thing, so.
I'm like this. I'm like, you see, because if I get a relationship with a person, it's already hard. Like, you're going to be being seen as hard enough already. But if I get to a relationship with you, you know, it's pretty much like, damn. I damn got a foot and a half in the door. Because, yeah, first of all, it's hard to get a relationship with me anyway. So if you get a relationship with me, that means that, dang, I want you completely exclusively. So it's going to, in my mindset, it's going to make me want to give you more. And, you know, it's just part of it. But it's like, but y'all said it, Desi said it, and Houston both said it as well, that, you know, once you get to a point where, you know, you start realizing that, hey, this person is as serious as you are, and they really do want to get, they really are giving their all, not necessarily take away the sexual part, they're giving their all and really trying to be in this relationship and really make it work and really trying to be, don't just be serious about it. And see a future, then, you know, you can start relinquishing some more of that stuff, you know. And so I agree.
No.
So I can't disagree with you not one bit. That's exactly how I feel about the situation.
Mm-hmm. Like, I guess what I try to tell people now, I don't know, it's funny how, like, things just change. Like, with me, because and some people that knew me or have known me even, I guess, beginning of last year to, like, this point now, it's like my mindset has changed on it. Like, I'm the type, I'm not going to go out and have sex with anybody or everybody, and I've only dated, like, a handful of people. And, but, like, if I'm giving myself to you, you got to know, wow, like, you are really special. And then because I value myself, yeah. And I used to be the type, like, just because I date doesn't mean, like, even a handful I've dated, just because I date doesn't mean I'm going to give myself to you. I was, at one point in time, I was selfish. Like, I let the person do what they wanted to orally, but I wouldn't do anything or let them do anything. But now I'm not selfish, so.
And what location are you in, by the way, Amber? I see you from the 601, if I'm not mistaken. That's got to be Jersey.
No, this is down in the Philp or Alabama. I'm in Alabama, actually. It's like close to the...
Alabama.
close to the Mississippi line, so... And yo,
205, man. Shout out to 205.
Yeah, 205 Alabama number. But look, this is actually my first time calling in for something like this. Like, I usually be scared for some reason, but I'm like, hey, you know, whatever, live life like it, you know, live it like it's my last, so.
Hey, that's what we do, man. We make people feel like they're at home, man. Like, people coming here and they feel like they can just say what they want to say. And whether people agree with it or not, they can just say what they want to say and not get with them. That's how they feel to get here. So I'm glad you decided to share your opinion. Most definitely.
Thank you.
All right. Thank y'all. Bye.
No problem. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I haven't really shared my point of view all the way. Like I said, it's just, for me personally, there's a catch 22 on that. It's like, if you're not being in no serious relationship, you shouldn't get nowhere near close to that, you know. Some people do so much goddamn stuff when you get into a relationship that it's like, well, dang. You know, it's like, ain't no tricks left when you get into into the, like Anna was saying, Beth, she was saying how if you do all that before you get the ring, hey, what's it going to be left once you get, you know, there's some stuff, it's like, you got to save, a couple of tricks. Like, for me, I feel like all the toys and stuff, me personally, I feel like that's stuff like when you're, like you're married and stuff, like you can explore, you can save something, just to save something for when you make that next step. That's all I'm saying. Not trying to put a limit on, necessarily put a specific limit on what you do, but me personally, it's got to be, I got to keep something, keep some kind of mystique to where you like, well, damn, I didn't know you was going to do that, you know. You got to save some stuff. Can't give it to them all the way, or you're not going to, you know, they're not going to appreciate it.
That, you kind of have a point, but this is off topic but still kind of on topic. Would you ever be in a relationship with somebody who is like a virgin saving themselves till marriage? Like, would you want to marry someone who's saving themselves till marriage?
Wait. When that question again?
Like,
I had to let that marinate. When that back story was,
would you marry someone who is a virgin, who is saving themselves from marriage?
When I marry someone that's saving themselves from marriage. Does that even exist anymore? I'm not even trying to be funny, but does that even exist anymore?
It really does exist.
And to pretty much everybody I've met, then, you know, either on the court or it wasn't, you know, or sometimes, you know, because some people, you know, on a serious note, that some people didn't choose not to lose it. Some people didn't choose to lose their virginity. Some people got it taken from them. So,
Sadie,
it's weird.
Sadie, we asked you, is you going to marry a virgin or not?
Exactly.
I try to jump around the question because, you know, it's a hard question.
Oh, my God.
That was my way of starting, but I didn't want to get to the answer. I don't know. I'm being real. People can hate me for the answer, but damn it, no.
I wouldn't either. That's bullshit.
I ain't going to sit here and y'all thought y'all would get this old, Sadie's a good guy. He's going to get the good guy answer. No, I'm going to give you the guy No.
Okay, can I just say something real quick? Okay, yes. Angela, ask me the question, Angela.
I realize I'm asking everybody. So, Disney, would you marry somebody who was a virgin saving themselves to marriage?
Okay, for real? Okay, you know what? For all the gentlemen that are listening and
yes
y'all are present,
no, God dang it.
I really appreciate
you
y'all.
To the
and, for real. But you know what? I got to say no, though. But all the way, though, and the only reason why I say no is because I don't mind teaching nobody, like, oh, babe, you got to do this, or, you know, try this. Ain't nothing wrong with teaching. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Ain't nothing wrong for, let me tell you something, virgins, if y'all out there, hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with y'all. Look, y'all just need to find somebody who's going to teach y'all how to do some things. Let me tell you something. But the fact that your man already know and how to take control in that situation sexually and to be intimate with that person, that's a beautiful thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is, but
like he know exactly.
Is he married a virgin? Like,
oh,
girl,
wait a minute. I ain't married a virgin because I'm gonna fuck him before I marry him.
So really, yo. I'm actually being disgusting.
Well, y'all know I'm trying to change. I ain't changing.
In all honesty, I would not marry a virgin either, simply because I'm not a big fan of surprises, you know.
You're not
going to sex, you don't like Cracker Jack boxes, I'm afraid.
No, you fucking get married and then this mother can't even get his dick up or you can have all kinds of serious problems or, you know, sometimes I don't give a fuck what nobody say. When you care about somebody, when y'all have sex, that should be like turned up 10 times more. So yeah. If I care about you and you can't fuck, we just still at the basic number. So it's always going to be somebody better than you. Like, this is not okay.
But I would date a virgin and teach him. You trying to figure, think about the power you have over that nigga. You don't know shit. So you like, everything you do is like, hallelujah. So you just teach this nigga all kind of shit he ain't know about.
Hell no, you think I'm going to teach you all my fantastic tricks? You going to show another bitch? Fuck that shit.
No, I ain't going to teach you my tricks, nigga. I'm going to make sure you just doing what you're doing right when it comes down to me. You're going to know all the tricks now.
I can't do it.
She's like, fuck hell, no, I ain't
gonna do it. Like it, no.
She's like, there's nothing you can tell me. No.
But I didn't say marry. I said fuck them. Right? Said I'm going to marry
Hey, there will be some marrying, and the words of R. Kelly only got them. I'm going to be marrying the pussy. That's what I would do.
Oh, Lord.
I just can't. Because I would tip to everything. I would talk some hot shit day every day. I would say something. I don't know. I can't be good anymore.
So, with y'all horrible creatures, y'all know that? How y'all going to not marry the purest form of man or woman?
I mean,
I can't sit here and say, hey, I want another virgin because I want to talk to a virgin, but, you know, I mean, seriously, that's crazy. That's hilarious.
I could have gone on
I don't know. I'm going to find me a
30-year-old virgin. Watch.
It's nothing really wrong with it, though. Like, it's really not.
Don't get me wrong. Yes, there's nothing wrong with you being a virgin. It just don't look. It just ain't for me.
There's nothing wrong with it. Just teach them, Shay.
I mean, people say, oh, my God. These two must be fucking every damn day and stuff. Don't get it twisted. I can go a long period of time without having sex. But, I mean, when you say a virgin and you're saying that they're going to be in a relationship with you and they're like, well, I don't want to do anything until we get married. Hell, shit, that shit ain't like 2, 3, 4 years later. You know, and then it's like how about Eric Murphy say, then you finally get something 4 years later. You gonna think it's good, not because it's good. You gonna think it's good because hell, if you're a person in Africa, they ain't got no goddamn, they ain't had no food,
true.
Had malnutrition, and somebody throw a goddamn cracker at you, that's gonna be the best damn cracker you never ate. So
that ain't the same damn thing. Hell no.
Because
then
that
is not
the same thing.
So and this shit'll still be wet.
You gonna let the hell that cracker like, because you ain't got no cracker. You been wanting to get that damn cracker. You get that damn cracker. Because you ain't had any food. You ain't had nothing to eat. You for to lose your damn mind.
Man, that's food and hunger. That's
a cracker?
Completely different.
What the fuck we talking about, y'all?
I meant to say, you eat that food, so I mean, well, there you go.
Man, you eat that crack and be pissed off because there ain't no more. Man, hell no.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, hold on. We got another caller from the 804, another person from Richmond, Virginia. I think that's my girl, Toya. What's up? 804. Hello?
Hello? Am I on the line?
Hello?
You are now?
Hello?
You on the line now?
I did not press any buttons. I swear.
I saw one get pressed accidentally. Oops. Okay, so I'll put you back in, but yeah, if you want to speak your mind, press your one off the ear. So I'm going to put you back in the key.
Okay.
She's like, oh, I ain't jumping that line. You're not with those crazy people. Oh, man. Okay. Let's see. Y'all say what you want, but it's like, hey, if you ain't had, I mean, I'm not talking the virgin. I'm talking about the person who's in a relationship with the virgin, and you wait all that time, and you had no sex. and you finally have sex, and then that person, when you get married, you finally have sex, you're going to think it's great because you ain't had none. You're going to be going fucking crazy. You're just going to be happy that you got some. You're going to be like, oh, I got some sex. So,
no.
Yeah.
No, not with sex.
Not
maybe you was thirsty for some water, but not when you want it. No. You're going to be pissed hell off if it's wet.
Exactly.
So yeah, I haven't talked to a virgin since high school. but in my adult life, I have not talked to a virgin.
But say, look, and let's just say this is not the topic. Okay, I'm not even gonna entertain it. Okay. Because this is really not the topic tonight. We're supposed to be focusing on should you give up everything sexually before, marriage. I mean, that's really not where we're going.
Y'all, hey, hold on. Wait. Which one of y'all went to different tangents? It was because we gonna call that person out.
Which one? What? What happened?
Because who brought up this new topic?
Oh, I did that. My bad.
Y'all over here shaking fingers at people who wouldn't that? All right, so. Shaking that finger. But no.
But all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, if you don't feel like this the dude that's like trying to build something with you, just I wouldn't do it. That's all I'm saying. But if to each his own, if you ladies want to give it all up with, whatever type of dude, then feel free. Go ahead. I ain't judging y'all. Do y'all thing. But I'm just saying, no.
All right, so I'm going to play devil's advocate in the question then. All right, so here we go. Let's say that you're in a relationship with a man, and, I only ask this question a certain way because this is what I'm going to how I'm going to lead into it. It's so weird having to ask you that way. But, do you like when the man goes, do you love, not just like, but do you really love when the man goes down on you?
I mean, who don't like oral sex?
But hold up though,
because this is why me and my friend had a big debate, and he's actually mad at me, but I don't care. This is the thing: if he is so quick to eat your ass, I'm pretty sure he's doing this to somebody else, and he's not even your dude. That's what I'm saying. Don't give your all.
Well, that's the business.
Everybody does.
No, but that's my question.
Eat your ass.
If your relationship, that's why I would say that wasn't a stupid question. Listen to the question out of the way before you say the stupid question. If your man told you he wasn't going to do that until y'all got married, how would you react to that? That's what I'm saying. Let the question materialize. Y'all didn't let me get it out of the way first.
Say it, play games. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's true.
It's a stupid question.
It's a stupid question. You're not going to get part of your all if a man not going to do it, and he's going to say some stuff like, hey,
nah,
I know
that
I'm not going to eat
that. That's part of the fucking requirement. You can't even get what's constituted as not all and what's constituted as some?
Because now that's what the next question is.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, it just depends on the person, what you consider your all or not. Like, ain't nobody back door trapping on me. I'm just not feeling that shit. So y'all don't know what back door trapping is?
I know what she was talking about. I know what she was talking about.
I know what she was talking about. So why y'all get quiet? Like, y'all didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Now.
Because I couldn't believe that was the phrase she used. That's why I was like, I had to let that marinate for a second. She just used that phrase. So, I know what she meant. But
some people
see that as doing it all. Some people, like, there's some chicks, they won't give head to their man. They don't give head. It's like necessary to that man, until they damn near get, until they damn near engage or whatever. So that's why it's not necessarily a stupid question. Some people see that as giving their all, because some people don't even like giving head to even begin with. But they feel that, heck, you know, once I'm in a relationship with my man or whatnot, then I'm gonna do it more. Or when once I'm engaged with my man, say, hey, we get married, now I'm going to do this. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not asking a stupid question. It's just some people, like, it's like what you said. You said some people, it depends on the person you're talking to. Some people don't like giving head to begin with, but if it's a person that they get married to, they're going to say, well, this is a person I'm getting married to, so now I would do it because that's what you, what I'm doing something to keep my, you know, keep that flame in leading to my marriage.
I'm not married, but I've been in a long-term relationship, and missionary dog style and riding only lasts so fucking long, okay?
That's true.
You're going to have to get creative. Lift a leg up while you're doing it. Kick a leg backwards. Put patches on your eye. I don't know. But you're going to have to spruce that shit up.
That's true.
Keep
and
that
that's the same thing. If, exactly. I agree with that. And then I also agree when you get married. If you in this long-term relationship with this guy and you've done everything under the blue moon, you downloaded karma, you know, all the sex apps and everything, you've seen all the pornos, you still got to spice it up because you done did everything. That's another reason why I was like, maybe you shouldn't give your all, because when you get married, he going to already know what you can do. That's why I agree with the young lady that called from North Carolina, because it's like, you ain't going to have nothing to show when you get married. He's going to be like, oh, yeah, babe, I know you do that, yeah. Okay, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, she do that, but, you know. Then you're going to have to figure out, what can I do? How can I do role play? Okay, now you got to figure out something besides role play. Like, you know, pretend when you at the grocery store, y'all together, and you act like you don't know him. Like, you just like, I don't know. It's just, that's where it gets kind of funny because, you know, of course, marriage, that could be another topic. A marriage, at the end of the day, you've been married with a person for so long, you kind of get tired of them after a while. You want something new.
Oh, you ain't never lied.
I know, no, but but let's be honest, though. You want something new. I mean, you've been with this person for like 25 years. That's a long time. Not counting before y'all got married. So let's just think about it real quick. Just, like, really think about it. That's why I'm like, let's really think about this topic before we respond, because it's a lot that goes into the topic. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's kind of like, should you give your all?
Was that another question?
that's what I was saying. Like,
who was talking about hello? Who was it? Really?
That's
what then at first, but I'm in here for real now.
This is Tori now. She was acting like she didn't want nothing to say, but now. She got something to say now, so.
Yes. I was going to say, all right, like giving your all before you marry, you should never give your all because you should always be learning new things during your sexual experience. Like, you should never just stop learning. You're always exploring your body and new things to do to, you know, achieve those orgasms and stuff. So there should always be a new way to achieve it. So you should always be having fun with sex. It's not just, oh, this is all I got. You should always have something to bring. So
I get what you're saying. This is what I'm reading from what you're saying. There's really never a point where technically you're never really per se giving your all, because some things you don't know how to do it. It is some, hey, there's a damn book full of things that people ain't done yet. So, I mean, the Kama Sutra book, I know people that they haven't done all the stuff in that book. So, I understand what you're saying. It's always something you're going to learn different. So, technically,
yeah,
you're not
like,
giving your all to catch 22.
Just like it says, like, you reach a sexual peak at certain ages, you're still learning, you know?
Absolutely.
Every time you have sex, you're learning. You feel me? So you're not really getting me, y'all. But that's all I wanted to say.
that was a new thing to throw into there. That was a good new comment.
But see, the thing is, you have to be with somebody that want to learn and explore their body with you. You can't be with somebody, oh, that's nasty, I don't want to do that, I don't want to stick my finger in your butt. But damn, like, okay, see, now you're about to make me, like, mad at you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me blow right there. Like, but I'm just saying, like, for real, like, you got to be with somebody that's willing to want to do that, though. You can't be with somebody that's boring. Like, if I say, babe, put your dick in my ear, he got to be, like, really into that. Like, he can't be, like, lame and stupid. Like, bitch, you want to keep doing the same thing, really? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Put your dick in your ear.
Ain't nobody got time
to
for that.
Exactly. Like, really,
I'm
what
just
is
saying,
that
though.
In your ear do, like, get the wax out of what?
Oh, my God. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I just, you know, that was an interesting ass comparison.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, just like the lady said from the 804, shout out to her one time. She was like, pussy's competition, it's the same thing with men. That's why I say it's vice versa.
Oh, yeah, the exactly. When she went to.
And, like, you can't think.
Yep, yep.
I mean, come on, really? You can't be boring and dumb. Like, really? Come on now. We both grown. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And she
didn't
call back in, too. I'm gonna open up all the lines. I see everybody, you know, like jump rope. So that I see Keaton call back in, still wanna talk shit.
You know my crazy self. Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was on the phone. What y'all was talking about? Cause some idiot just called me, and y'all don't even want to know what the fuck he just asked me. Well, what y'all was talking about? I'm sorry.
But we were still talking about the same thing. Tori, I was going to the recent thing and said, Tori brought up a new thing about how you basically, and she brought another valid point. Like, you technically aren't giving your all because you're always learning something new in your sexual journey. So technically, they haven't learned everything you can do.
No, yeah, she's right. She's right. She's right. You know, I mean, you could give them, you can't give them your all. Like the other girl said, you can't give them your all. You give them some, but tease them a little bit, but still show them and make sure that you're doing it right, the fucking right, to make sure they don't go nowhere else. But, yeah, she's right. I told my ass to call. I said, you better call, girl, since your ass is up. My ass was still up. Wow.
I'm still here.
You see, yeah, she here. Tori in the building, too. And I opened up I pretty much opened up everybody's line. I see everybody still rocking.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, I understand what Anna was saying. I'm sorry, because I think the phone had hung up earlier. I understand what Anna's saying, like, don't, you know, give them too much, and, you know, you don't want to give them all your all. Like, I'm funny with it. Like, I'm going to give them some. I'm going to give them all. I'm still going to fuck them right so they won't go nowhere else. No doubt about it. I'm going to do it. That's how you're going to make it work. I mean, she knows that.
I just don't mean, just, some people are just always giving, because sometimes, hey, you definitely think that person is giving it. I mean, back to the learning part, if you think that person is giving it all, they do something, you're like, So, you never know what a person's all is.
Yeah. Yeah,
Am I still on the line?
Yes,
you are.
Okay, and but this is what I was going to say. Like, okay, if you with somebody, right, they're going to know how experienced you are when you first get with them. But you could be learning on this person. That way they can't judge you. Like, if you so experienced when you first come in the game, they're going to be like, what in the world? Oh, no, she's been out there. But if you learning on this person, And you know that y'all are possibly going to get married in the future because everything you're learning on them. So, I mean, eventually, that's a little bit.
Whoa.
It's not like you're there for you.
I don't want to say that's being too out in the open or being too experienced. No one wants a deadbeat. No one wants a lame. No one wants no one, and I'm not arguing with you. I love you. You know me. I'm your girl. No one wants someone to be like, oh, it's boring. Oh, my God. It's not going to work. And then that's what's going to make him go to the next chick. I keep telling people this. You have to role play. You have to show him this is what it is. It's not saying, oh, like I'll be saying, like, yeah, I'm going to suck the skin off his neck. You really know. My punk ass ain't going to really do it. But I'm going to try to show you that I'm going to prove to you that I'm going to make it my all to make it seem like I'm doing my absolute best so you won't go to the next chick. I'm not going to be lame about it because you're going to be like, oh, bitch, this is whack.
Well, my thing is this. If you pleasing your man by any means necessary, doing what he asks you to do and he know you're trying, even if he does go to the next chick, he just going to her for sexual favors. So, I mean, that's not somebody that he would want.
You're
if
right,
you go to somebody for sexual favors and they give it to you, then that's on them because that's not what
you're
that
right.
is.
You're absolutely right. But then why even take it that level for him to go to the next bitch if I'm going to fucking right?
I mean, if you're learning, you're learning. You can't love him.
Yeah, you're true. You forget. I'm
well, right. I'm not talking about myself, but I'm just talking about some on the subject. I'm just elaborating on that. You know, from my experience with guys, and I have only been in three relationships.
Hold on, wait one moment. I've got the buzz in my ear.
Stay
for a short second. We're going to come back after this quick song, and then we'll Cole get ready to get to the last closing arguments of the show. So everybody sit still. It's from a Houstonian, one of the people who've been rocking with me for a long time. When Life of the Dusk started in DustSpot.com, started my girl Queen, featuring Little O. This is Z Street. We'll be back.
Queen, I swear you touched their soul on this one, man. For real.
Oh, Lord, I know so many people trapped up. Trapped up in peace.
up, we gon' maneuver through this. They tell us what they wanna tell us, got us moving clueless. I heard a couple niggas shout about the laws in Houston. Maybe it's time to rally up, time to start a movement. But ain't no justice, ain't no peace, so my niggas shootin'. Block, block, got them screaming, why them niggas do that? But I bet the law pursue that. Take a nigga life quick, send him up the river with a life.
Oh Lord, I know so many people trapped up in these streets.
And what a black. Hello, hello, hello. All right, so check and see. So you got my girl, Angela, you see my girl?
Yes, sir.
Desi?
Maybe not.
Desi? There we go.
Yeah, I'm here.
Houston?
I'm here.
Okay.
He's about to go to sleep on y'all. Y'all playing.
She's still in the building, and it's in the building.
I'm still here.
All right, so ladies, I'm gonna go to the callers first. So I'm gonna get most closing arguments. So let's go to T first. T, your final thoughts on the topic.
I say, what the hell, shit. It's 2004, rock out, live your life, be happy, fuck who you want to fuck, screw who you want to screw, love life. I don't judge people. I just tell people to just enjoy life and do what you got to do. But, oh, wow. It was a lot that you guys were talking about. I got to make sure I'm prepared for this next time. I really do. But just have fun with it. Just be careful. Have fun with it. And make sure you respect yourself at the end of the day. Make sure you're doing it the positive way, respecting yourself and love yourself. I mean, I could joke around and be like, yeah, do this, do that. But at the end of the day, you still got to respect yourself. And I'm going to keep it 100 with everybody. And love yourself and be beautiful. And that's about it. I'm going to bed, bitches.
All right. Well, let them know how they can follow you on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, my God. Facebook, T Still. Instagram, beautiful inside underscore butterfly. Twitter, T Still Photo Life, take off the E. You can email me at tomybkny354@gmail.com. And let's share some pictures and likes and some opinions and holler at me, ladies. I love to see you beautiful ladies. And that's about it.
All right, appreciate you.
No problem.
All right, I'm about to go to, so T, I'm going to, and Anna, your closing argument. Yes, so got it. Anna, you still in? What's your closing argument?
Oh, I mean, hey, if you want to give it your all to your man and you think that's what's going to work for you, by all means, do what you got to do. But I just learned in my experience, making them wait is going to get you what you want in the end because they're going to keep trying. As long as they think that there's more to work for, they're going to keep going. That's just my opinion. And it worked for me. So I'm going to keep on.
All right. Let them know how they can stalk you, follow you, whatever you want to call it.
You can follow me on Facebook at AnnaDanielle6969. Follow me on Twitter at AnnaDanielle6969. Instagram, AnnaDanielle6969. Or you can email me. It's AnnaDanielle6969@gmail.com.
All right. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, got one more last column to close the argument. Toya?
Yep.
All right, what's your closing argument for the topic?
Oh, I mean, basically all I wanted to say is that, like I said before, you're always learning. You should never be boring. That's a fact. You should always learn new things and bring new things to the table and bring the freak out your man and get what you really want at the end of the day. But that's it.
All right. Better not let know how they can stalk you.
You can find me at Latoya Yvette on Facebook, Latoya Yvette on Twitter, and Latoya Yvette on Instagram.
All right. And welcome back. I saw you had, saw you got the new pictures out. Welcome back. I'm at your hiatus.
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
All right, so that's us, everybody that called in today. I'm showing some love.
Shut
appreciate
up
everybody.
Shut up to all callers. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much for calling. But hold on, why we don't get no men? I'm going to have to work on that because I don't
like
that.
Somebody's scared to call in. I'm going to let y'all know. See, I be hitting these people up in the inbox directly. Let them know. Call in. I had some of my male friends up, too. They didn't call in. But that's all right. But the ladies, when I hit the ladies' inboxes up, they be on it, and they be calling the heck in. So big up to the ladies for calling in. That I hit up. Appreciate it. Appreciate Catherine for sending Amber over her response, too. And somebody from New York tried to call in, but they hung up before I got a chance to open the line earlier. So big up to the person in New York that called in, too.
Whoop.
Thank you.
What's on your schedule for the rest of the week, ladies?
Photo shoots, work, school, and being a mom. Damn.
Whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm just trying to remember stuff day by day because I know I can do everything.
hurry up.
I know I got to go to work.
Yeah, yesterday she hit me up. I'm gonna be late tomorrow. I'm gonna be late on the show tonight. I'm like, you know, it's Monday, right? What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I'm out of there. Yeah. I got a long sit on my
needs
calendar.
To get her life.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but you know, shit happens. But yeah, I'm going to work. We got a photo shoot, but that will be scheduled. What else is happening to me? I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll tell you what I did if I remember on Tuesday.
That's real life sad. What's the fuck in that work?
All right, Angela. What you got coming up, Angela?
This week, what do I have coming up? I'm like Riri right now. I don't even know. Actually, I'm working on some promotional material. I'm kind of getting some stuff ready for South by Southwest in Austin, which I will be at South by Southwest. And possibly with my co-host. I haven't even ran across them yet, but if they're available, then you're going to see them too. So I'm trying to get some promotional material together for that, for Glitz and Grammar, as well as for my brand itself, Model Angela. So just stay tuned to all of that. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and they are all I Am Model Angela, as well as my website, IamModelAngela.com. And I do follow most people back. You're just going to have to like some pictures or say something because I don't want to just follow people just so you follow me and then y'all don't follow me. And I got nothing out of it. Shit's just not fair. Yeah, I think that's it.
All right, shoot me. Y'all know, shoot, I'll be here the rest of the week. Tomorrow the show, that our beautiful model / host / dancer, my girl Christina Johnson, a.k.a. Fancy. She's going to be breaking down. I can't wait for this show because we finna kill a bunch of nonsense has been said. And, you know, basically talk about can you be a model, especially when it comes to being an urban industry, and prove that, yeah, hey, not every model, every industry is not college educated. So she'll be talking about that as far as this woman has a bachelor's in psychology and is actually going to graduate here in the bit with her master's. So, heck, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. And then on Thursday, Real Spirit Radio, I know how we do it. We get the one of my favorite segments, which is the pocket change. And that's where people send in their letters to us. And they ask us their advice on, that's our advice on different things. So we're going to see what this week is. There's always some hot-ass mess in it. So that's it, man. And don't cop that new issue of Human Canvas, number 6. Don't cop it. It's a love and basketball issue. You will not be disappointed. And appreciate everyone that's always showing love to what we got going on here.
Whoa. And make sure you guys tune in next week, same time as well, same place, Tuesday, 10 p.m. Standard Time. And if you missed the show, Sadie, where can they find it?
Y'all can find a couple places, man. Y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/Sadie J. Type in CEDYLJ. You can go there and get us to all the shows. You can go to iTunes, type in The Spot Radio Network. That's DuskSpot Radio and Networking. I spell them words. Search it on iTunes, subscribe to it, and let you listen to it free. And on top of that, go to the Glitz and Glamour fan page. All you got to do is go to Facebook, search Glitz and Glamour, exactly how it sounds, exactly how it spells, just talk the regular way. And when you go there, you'll be able to keep up with today, with the latest and the hot news, hot mess. They even pick a artist of the week, model of the week on there. And also, they even have the shows listed on there, too. So anytime you see the shows in there, that can actually hit play on there, and I'll let you listen to the shows right from their fan page. So, heck, you can do all that in one place. While you read news, you can click the shows and listen to a show you may have missed. So all that's on their page. Go support it, like it. Hey, they're doing a lot of big things, and just continue support they got going on. And oh yes, shameless plug. If you're in the entertainment industry, and you try to get, because I understand this. If you're an artist and I see you and you tell me that you're on your fifth Instagram page and you're not in the dust spot, you got to be the dumbest. You got to be the dumb. Yes, I said you got to be the dumbest person I've ever met. If you're on a site that doesn't give a damn about you, and they're going to keep discussing some kind of bullshit, and that means you're a dumbass person. Go to a site that's fucking with you, not going to fucking delete your page over some dumb shit because somebody hates you. Go join there. DuskSpot.com. DuskSpot.com. There you go. So, ladies, let them know how they can follow y'all.
You can follow me on Instagram. What's my Instagram? Oh, Houston_Riri. R-E-R-E. My Instagram name has been changed to Gangsta Wife, GANGSTR Wife.
Oh.
And you can friend me on, what's that, Facebook? Houston, I am. I'm going to change that, too. But, yes, thanks, guys, for listening.
All right, you can find me, Desi, on Twitter and Instagram at DIMP87. Follow me, and I appreciate all the callers. Ladies, appreciate it. But I'm going to need my men to call in, like, for real. I'm feeling some type of way about that. So, next week,
y'all
same time, same place.
Y'all see the women. Yeah, I see the women calling. I said them as close as the women. So y'all got to use y'all eye candy self and get in their inboxes and say, here, don't call in. I guarantee you more men will call in that way.
We're going to have to come up with a status. I mean, not a status, but like a topic where it's like a track, I guess, more men.
You got to hit them up. You got to hit them up personally. Because people do that. The people, they see this stuff. A lot of people see this stuff on news. Some people are not going to react until you hit them up. So that's how you got to do it. I'm telling you this from experience, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to go, oh, I see it, but it's, I mean, I'm just going to listen, man. So, yeah.
All right, well, appreciate all the people that listened, I guess. And shout out to that person that was from New York. That's what's up.
All right, man. Y'all, we got to get ready to roll on, out in about 8 minutes. We'll go ahead before we do that. We're gonna go ahead and play some music on the way out. So, who do I want to play? Okay, D-Ray. Actually, let's see. D-Ray. Sup, is it working right? Yes. So this is D-Ray. Shake It. It was on. We actually had it stuck in there before. We'll be back after this and closing out.
Mo on the track.
Yeah.
I bet not see none of you hoes standing
Ray,
still on
Ray,
this one, man.
Yeah.
Bend that ass over. Now drop it. Now shake it. Don't stop it. Bend that ass over. Now drop it. Now shake it, don't stop it. Shake that ass, shake that ass, shake that ass. Now shake it, don't stop it, shake that ass.